Hello.
Hello, my name is Shanice. I'm sorry. Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanice. How may I help you?
Yeah, I was checking my banking account, and it looks like you guys hit my account for $39.99, and I don't know what for.
Can you please provide me with your zip code so I can try pulling up your account?
27330.
Okay, and your first and last name.
Garrett Roll.
Okay, and may you please verify your email. I'm sorry, your shipping address.
304 Rock Springs Drive, Sanford, North Carolina.
All righty, thank you. Give me one moment.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here with you. Give me one second. I'm waiting on my system to load up for me. Okay, sir, I was able to pull up the account for you. So I see here on November the 8th, you paid the amount of $5.74 for a tactical bag, which was shipped out on the 9th. Give me one second. I have a tracking number here stating that it was delivered on on November the 14th. So what happened was you didn't cancel within the 48-hour range, so you were enrolled into a membership, which is a Factory Direct Savings Club, and every month you are charged, and in return you receive a $125 gift card to be used at one of our Best Consumer Gadget Clubs, which is an online web store.
I just canceled that, and I didn't realize that it had a renewal fee to it. So I'd like a reimbursement on that, please. I don't plan on using it.
Well, sir, everything was located in the terms and conditions, and those charges are valid charges. But I can process a cancellation for you on the account.
Yeah, process the cancellation.
Wow. Okay, give me one moment, sir.
So you won't honor the request for a refund then, even though I'm not going to use your product or use your card?
Sir, that was a welcoming gift, and that gift that was shipped out to you, that was free. You just only paid the shipping and handling of it.
Okay, I get that. But at the end of the day, if the customer calls you back and says to cancel it, they're not going to use your product or use your gift card, then why should I have to, why should you get to keep my $40?
Well, sir, I am a third-party customer service representative, and again, we represent over 100 online vendors. The terms and conditions were located at the bottom when you paid the shipping and handling. But give me one moment. I'm still in the process of canceling the account. And also, sir, you were supposed to cancel it within the 48 hours when you paid the shipping and handling.
I'm not disputing that, ma'am, but people make mistakes and things are forgotten. So
yes, sir, I understand.
That's fine. That's not your issue. If you're third party, I get it. That's okay. I'll just file a complaint with the Better Business Bureau against the company. That's all. No big deal. You won't give me my money back? I get it. That's not a problem. I will make sure that that's explained when I file the complaint.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, give me one moment, sir.
And I want an email confirmation that this has been canceled.
I do apologize, sir. I am unable to send you an email, but I can provide you with the cancellation number. But give me one moment. Okay, sir, I was able to go ahead and process the cancellation for you on the account, and I do apologize for the misunderstanding, and it really does sound like you may have overlooked the terms and conditions. What I can do for you, sir, for the $39.99, I can offer you a 35% from the $39.99, and that will be back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
That's fine.
Okay, give me one moment.
You have the cancellation number?
Yes, sir, I do. Are you ready for it?
Yep.
It is capitalized C as in cat, 263-529-191.
C as in Charlie, 263-529 or 19 or 1.
Yes, that is correct.
Then what was the total that's going to be refunded?
$14.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day and be safe.
Bye.